Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ozil's corner, headed out this time by Brunt. Not very far though. Here's Alexis Sanchez. Is that a handball? No. Nothing the player can do. Great, what a goal! Arsenal have made it 3-0. Jack Wilshere with an absolute thunderbolt.
Hello and welcome to In Lockdown, in partnership with Camden Town Brewery, and part two of our interview with Jack Wilshere. If you missed part one, you can go back and listen now, and you can also leave us a rating and review to help us in the podcast charts. We pick up the interview with Jack talking about his first serious ankle injury in the summer of 2011.
You played in the Emirates Cup, and that's when you injured your ankle. So do you remember at the time knowing how serious it would be, or what were the doctors saying to you at that point?
To be honest with you, I had a problem. I actually injured my ankle in the last game of that season, and I was playing for England against Switzerland. And I remember after the game, struggling, just thinking, "Oh, this is a knock. Like, I've had a knock before. I've got 4 weeks off. And I'll come back in pre-season." Spoke with the physios. They were like, "Yeah, sweet." They looked at me and said, "Yeah, whatever. Go away. Come back in pre-season." I came back and I started pre-season. In fact, I had a good pre-season. I still had a little niggle in my ankle. Like, I could still feel a little bit of pain, but I wanted to play. I felt like I was getting better and better. I had a really good pre-season, and I felt like a really important player in the team. And then, obviously, what happened at the Emirates Cup. But even then, I didn't think that it would go on for as long as it did. I felt like it would be a couple of weeks, and it just got worse. Like, really, really quickly it got worse. And it actually, like, wasn't until a few years ago when I look back at it and look back at the notes that I've got from all the surgeries, and it was career threatening. And I didn't think that at the time. I was young. I just thought, right, this is my first surgery. I'll have surgery and it will all go away. But it didn't. It took ages. I missed a whole year. And then they didn't want to rush me back, so I didn't come back till the October. And yeah, that hurt, that injury. That was a bad one, tough to take.
Yeah, because you were never really ruled out for that. As you said, it was always, I'll be back soon, not soon, but you know, we're building towards a comeback time, and then it was always delayed. What was going on behind the scenes? Was there other conversations with the doctors, or was that all up front? Was the manager always being up front with everyone?
There was nothing anyone could do. The medical team were great. The doc, who's still there, was unbelievable. Now, I've got so much to thank him for throughout my whole career. But no, that injury, it was like, so first of all, it was a couple of weeks, and then I would go in a boot for a couple of weeks and build up slowly. And then after the couple of weeks in the boot, they re-scanned it, and the bone just weren't healing. There's nothing anyone could do, so they needed to put a pin in it and fix it, basically. And then it just went on from there. Like, then I picked up another injury when I was in the rehab. And then I finally sort of I was coming back towards like March time to play in the end of season. And I got another... I started getting pain in my knee, and like, it just went on and on, Josh. And like, there was no one, we're always honest with each other. And like, if there's anything that we were speaking about, it's probably the season before where I played all them games. And
yeah,
like, if we were going to change anything, it might have been that, but it was obviously too late by then.
Because as a growing through the youth teams, you hadn't had a reputation for being injured. You hadn't missed big chunks of seasons at all, had you, before?
No, I'd never been injured. Like, I'd always played, always trained, even growing up in, like, I would play school football, I'd play local football, and I'd play for Arsenal, and I'd train all the time. And that's why it was such a big shock as well, because I'd never experienced anything like that before. And it felt like just as things were going, getting good, I'd had a great season, I was ready to push on and really become a key player in the team. It was just taken away from me.
Yeah, as you say, it's a sort of difficult time because, as I say, you're establishing yourself. And what were your emotions when you did manage to make your comeback? I think it was at home to QPR, wasn't it?
Well, first of all, it was a completely different team. We've got new players.
Yeah.
Like the team, there was a few players from when I was playing before, but like the dynamic of the team had changed. We'd got different players that I'd been playing with. So I was excited to get back and show them what I could do. And as well, I just wanted to get back playing, like for myself, for my family. I wanted to play week in, week out. I'd missed it so much. I took it all for granted that season, and then I'd missed it so much. And it was special. I played well as well, actually. You know, I was really nervous before that game because I played a few under-23 games, and it was a long way back. Like, it took a few months to get really like fit and confident in my body, and also on the pitch, like confident in doing things. And things went well for me that game, and that gave me a massive boost as well, and like that gave me massive trust in my body and in the way that I'd done my rehab. And like, and that's from then on, like that season went well for me. I remember enjoying that season and playing a lot of games.
Yeah, and you mentioned that players, lots of new players. I think that was the season that Santi joined and Podolski and Giroud and players like that. And players throughout your time at Arsenal were joined from all over the world. And you were like the consistent English presence, if you like, who was sort of there to show them the Arsenal way. Did you ever feel like you were the guy who was telling them about the English lifestyle and what it meant to play in the Premier League and what it meant to live in London? Was that your unofficial role in the squad?
Not really, because I never lived in London. You know what? We were pretty lucky. Like, they were all good lads. No one would, like, not one of them had a bad bone in them. Like, obviously, we got Arteta as well. He played in England for a while. Podolski had come from Germany, so it was similar, but he was just such a great lad. Like, he just fitted in straight away. And obviously, Giroud, I think he surprised a lot of people with how he was in his first year. Very physical, like, coming from France. I know he was a big guy, but... Like, to be honest with you, Josh, no one really had that role of, I didn't feel like that was a role. Maybe by the way I played, or people would look at that and see the English way, but it is never really spoken about, no.
So who were you particularly close to throughout your time in the first team at Arsenal? Who would you say were your closest friends off the pitch?
Obviously, I'd say Wojciech. He was there from first day I went full time. We actually lived together for a few years, which was interesting.
Yeah, he was telling us a few of the tricks he played on you. I don't know if you've got a right of reply now, but he hid your car, didn't he, one day at the training ground?
Yeah, no, he was crazy. I didn't want to mess with him because I knew that he had no, like, he would just do anything. Like, he was that mad. He was brilliant to live with. I loved it. Like, I look back now and think, what time in my life? Like, we just used to go to football every morning, play football all day, and then come back and play on the PlayStation. It was good times. Yes, I'd say him. Theo was always, I was always close with Theo. I always sort of looked up to Theo because the way he handled himself off the pitch, like, he'd obviously been through all the hype of being a young player, getting in the England squad, and it sort of never really, like, it never really seemed to faze him. And he'd always do things properly around the training ground. And obviously Kieran Gibbs, who I grew up with. And like, he was a few years older than me, so I wouldn't say I grew up with him, but I always remember him when I was growing up, like in the older boys. And when I used to play up, now and then he would be around. And then obviously, like, then all the younger English players started coming in, like Callum Chambers, Rob Holding, the Ox, Welbs. I was pretty close with Welbs before he came to Arsenal. I used to play in the 21s with him.
And what about your relationship with Arsene? You must have had some ups and downs with him over 10 years, as I guess all players did. But how would you describe your relationship with him?
You know, I can't. Like, I was just thinking when you said that. Like, I can't really remember too many downs. Like, if any, like, he was always so good with me. He made me feel like I was important. Without him, like, I don't think my Arsenal career would have went the way it was. And it did, or I'd have got the opportunities I did. Like, he, one thing that I always felt from him is he respected me, like, he rated me, he really rated me as a player. He knew my ability, and I felt that from him. To have that trust from a manager, you ask any player, you can't beat that feeling where going into a game, you have confidence. Like, if you have a bad game or an off game, you know that he's going to stick by you, he's going to back you. And over the years, like, I felt that, and that was, like, so important for me, and that was, that's what that is, and why I respect him so much, and I thank him for everything.
What did he tell you he thought your best position was? Because you played in a few different midfield roles, didn't you, under him, and for England as well. Did he ever say to you, this is what you should be doing, this is your best role in the team?
Yeah, he did. And that's actually, yes, we disagreed on that a few times, but we laughed about it as well. Like, and when I first got into the team, I was playing on the right wing, and I actually really enjoyed it. Like, I'd never seen myself playing there, but I actually really enjoyed it, cutting in from right, using either, I've taken either a shot or a through ball, and I really enjoyed it. And then when I started playing in the Premier League, we used to play a 4-2-3-1, and I'm playing the two in midfield. And I think that was only because of the injuries at the time, but then, as I said, I took my opportunity and he stuck by me, and I learned that position that year. But then when I came back from that injury, I think he saw me playing further forward. He wanted me to play as a number 10. And don't get me wrong, I did enjoy it, but I found it more difficult playing there. I enjoyed it more, a little bit deeper, where I could play and get on the ball and sort of control the game. And then obviously I started playing holding midfield for England, and I loved it. Like, things went really well when I played there, and I felt like I was really learning that role. And then I came back and had the conversation with Arsene, and he was like, no, I don't see you playing there. So I was like, okay, we didn't really play that formation where there was one holding midfield anyway, but I wanted to play in the two. But
yeah.
Again,
yeah,
he kept playing me in the 10 role, which I enjoyed. And just, you know, I was playing number 10 for Arsenal with number 10 on my back, so I was living the dream as well. But I just felt like I could give a little bit more when I was deeper.
But in many ways, I always thought of you as the perfect Arsene Wenger player, really, the way that he likes to play the game and that sort of technique in midfield. And I guess that Norwich goal really sums that up, the famous goal you scored at Emirates Stadium against Norwich. Whenever I watch that back, I always think you're going to get flagged offside. But have you watched that goal back much? Is that?
Yeah. Well, I get tagged in it every other day on Twitter. So.
The fans can't get enough of it, that's why.
Yeah, you know what? You said about that offside. I knew I weren't offside. Like, I'm looking, like, you sort of see when I flick it back, I'm still looking at Giroud. And it's going to sound mad, and like, people have asked me this before and they don't believe me, but that used to happen all the time in training. And like, whether it was like just doing playthroughs, like unopposed, no defenders, or whether it's with defenders, that is like Arsene Wenger, that's the way he wanted to play. He wanted to play that quick stuff. I remember he used to do a drill where he would, like, I'm not lying, he'd probably line up 50 mannequins sort of on the edge of the box, and like, there'd be three of us, and we used to have to, like, just take two touch and sort of navigate our way through it as quick as we could. So we used to do that all the time, and like, I remember thinking, I didn't know how good it was a goal, but I remember Giroud coming to celebrate with me and saying, God, that was special. And but in my head, I'm thinking, oh, you know what, we did it all the time in training. But then I saw it back, and like, obviously I started to move in our own half. But that was what the boss wanted.
I remember the crowd watching it back on the big screens and the replays, and that's when there's like a gasp that went around the stadium when they were watching it. Do you watching it on the pitch as well with the players?
Yeah. I remember when I was walking off at half time, and I remember Nathan Redmond from Southampton. He was at Norwich at the time. I remember him coming up to me and saying, "Mate, you need to watch that goal back. That was special." But it wasn't until like after the game, really, when I saw it. And I thought, that was nice.
So after that, you're on loan at Bournemouth for your second loan spell. What were your feelings then at the time about your place in the Arsenal squad and your importance to the team? Did you think this was an opportunity to show again to Arsene what you could do? What was your emotions? Did you feel you had to prove yourself again, or was it not like that?
That was a difficult decision. You know what, the season before I'd been injured and I'd come back at the end of the season, and played a few games and got into the Euro squad, which looking back, I probably shouldn't have went to the Euros. I weren't fit enough. But obviously I was desperate to, and at the time, that's all I could focus on, was getting back, playing a few games for Arsenal, getting in that squad. And I knew that Hodgson really liked me and he'd take me. So, and then I came back when after the Euros, went on holiday, had a pre-season, had a good pre-season, but then started the season on the bench. And I remember like a few games sitting there thinking, oh, I could have to leave here. Like, I'm getting to an age where I need to play now. I've been injured too much. Is that going to happen here? And I had come off the bench and got minutes, but I wanted more. And I remember sort of going to Arsenal to see if like, what I needed to do, am I going to play? And I sort of asked, like, saying, do I need to leave? Do I need to go on loan? And he just said, yeah, you can go on loan. And, you know, at the time I was devastated almost because I wanted to stay and play at Arsenal. But I look back and think, you know, I thank him for that honesty. Like, how many managers would actually say, yeah, you can go out and just not be selfish and keep me in the squad and keep me training? And then I had like a day or maybe 2 days before deadline day to make my decision. You know, after meeting with Eddie and his staff, I knew that I was going to go there. And, you know, I really enjoyed it there as well. And yeah, I probably did feel like I needed, not really to prove to Arsene, because I knew that he knew my ability, technical ability and footballing ability, but to prove to him, prove to myself as well that my fitness, you know, I could still play. I think I played 33 games that year in the league, and that was like, I know I got injured at the end, but that was an impact injury, which was nothing to do with like my body not being able to do it anymore.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So you came back and it'll be your last season, that 17-18 season. So you had a year left on your contract. What were the discussions at the start of that year? Did you know it would be your last year, or do you still hoping that you could stay, or whose decision was it?
So obviously I came back and I was injured, and I'd just got married as well. So it was like I'd got injured and then sort of stepped away from football a little bit to take my mind off things, got married and went on my honeymoon and came back, and I still weren't with the team. I was still training on my own, like doing my rehab. And I remember one afternoon sat in the gym and Arsene on a bike actually, and Arsene just came and sat next to me and we had like a really honest conversation. He said, look, this is your last year. The club aren't going to offer you a new deal. If you find a club who's going to give you a long-term deal, if I was you, I'd go. And at the time, I was still injured and nothing really came up. Like, I was obviously considering everything. But as well, once I'd realised that I wasn't going to leave, I was going to stay for another year, I thought to myself, I looked around the midfield and I thought, you know what, if I get myself really fit and I've got a manager who trusts me, who backs me, who knows my ability, and if I can prove my fitness to him, and I think I can get in this team, and I did. You know, the team didn't really do well in the league, started badly. I played a few under 23 games, and then got into the Europa League squad, played a few of them games, played well, and then yeah, as I thought, Arsenal would show faith in me, and I played. And I managed to play quite a lot of games that season. It was quite a good season. I enjoyed it. And then I got offered a new deal.
At Arsenal?
Yeah. Yeah, so I obviously had a year left, and even in January I was playing in the team and there were still no discussions happening. And then there finally the discussions happened and I got offered a new deal and I weren't really happy with it. But then I'd have conversations with Arsene, and Arsene was doing all he could for me. And like, we sort of got to a point where we'd almost agreed it, and I was almost ready to sign. And then obviously the news came that Arsene was leaving. And I just thought, how can I sign a new deal at a club that is based on appearances? So I need to play to get a decent amount of money, and with a manager who I don't know if he likes me or anything. So I wanted to see if who was going to come in, because no one knew who was going to come in. And then when Emery did come in, I wanted to sit down and have a conversation with him, and I did. And he said to me that basically, if I was you, I would leave. He said, you're not in my starting 11. He's got plans to buy midfield. I think he brought Torreira and a few others, and I wasn't in his plans. And that was the moment when I decided that, yeah, you know what? A lot of people who I'd grown up with at the club, the staff, you know, the physios, my friends basically, felt like the club was going in a different direction. And yeah, I decided to leave.
Yeah, it felt like a start of a new era, an end of one era and a start of another. How difficult was it though to come to that decision? Who did you have to speak to? Who was important in making that decision?
Well, it felt like it went on forever, because the discussions probably started in the February time, and then we got to a point where, yeah, okay, I was going to sign it. I wanted to stay at the club. I loved the club, and you know, I knew everyone at the club. I felt like it was my family. And then Arsene left, so then that dragged on. They didn't announce Emery for a while. The club was going in a different direction, and I'd obviously had conversations with my dad, my family, my wife, my agent around that, about you have to wait until we see who comes in, see if he likes you, because of the way the contract was set up. And like, it seemed like it went on forever. And then as soon as Emery said to me, look, you're not in my starting 11, it was like, okay, right, I need to leave. And it was difficult. Yeah, it was very difficult, obviously. As I said, that was like, I felt like Arsenal was my family. I was part of Arsenal. It was a massive club, and I was a big part of it. And it was difficult. It was a sad time to leave. And now, even now, I look back and think, yeah, that was a tough time.
Do you have any regrets at all about not just that decision, but your whole time at Arsenal? Would you have done anything differently?
It's difficult to say. I mean, a lot of the injuries were I couldn't control, so I couldn't have done that anything around that different. And then everything else, you know, I enjoyed. I mean, I regret that first season us not winning something, because I think things would have been a lot different. But apart from that, you know, I got to captain the club that I grew up loving, and that was one of my dreams. So I've done that. You know, I'd like to have done that more, but it weren't to be. I decided to leave.
Did you always think growing up that you'd be a one-club man?
Yeah, I think I did. Obviously, when I grew up, like Gerrard was something that I looked to do. And I think that was the way I was brought up as well, like to love the club. I always thought that I'd be there forever. Once I got into the team, I thought like I would. I felt like it was home. It felt right playing for them. And yeah, I mean, even now, I'm at West Ham, I look at someone like Mark Noble, and you know, to a certain extent, you look at them with a little bit of jealousy. You know, you think, you've been at this club like your whole career. I could have had that if things would have went a little bit different. And now I'm obviously at West Ham. I don't regret that at all. I'm happy where I am. Obviously things have not been brilliant for me in terms of injuries, but now I feel like I'm in a place where I can really get back and get on the pitch and show the West Ham fans what I could do.
But looking back at your time at Arsenal, there's also plenty of highlights. And what would you say were you're most proud of from your time at the club?
It's probably winning the first FA Cup. Maybe the Barcelona game. But then we lost the second leg, so took the icing off it a little bit. But that was a special night, and I look back. But I think the main one is the first cup, because it took since from 2011 when we lost the cup final to get anywhere near another cup final, and And then the way the game went, we were 2-0 down, and then me and Rizicki came on and we won the game. It was probably the highlight of my Arsenal career.
The bus parade sounded like fun afterwards, a trophy parade. From what Wojciech told us, little bits, but I don't know if you can fill in any gaps. I don't think he could remember it all, actually. But
no, mate, you know what? Like, after the game, we obviously went straight to a party, like a club had put on a party, and you're probably there, Josh, were you?
I don't think I got the invite for that one, Jack.
And then a few of us, not the whole team, but a lot of the team, went out straight after that. And I remember we got back to the hotel at around 8 a.m. in the morning. And I actually remember walking past Arsene having breakfast and we just getting in. And I remember then, I think it was Paul Johnson saying, look, like, get yourself together. You got to be on the bus in an hour, all of you. And I remember just thinking, oh my God, like, how the hell are we going to do this today? And as soon as we got on the bus, Wojciech, his normal mad self, like, gave us all a beer and we just carried on. And it was a good day, a good couple of days.
But I guess it's so important for you to win you'd won the Youth Cup with the youth team, but to win a trophy with the first team, and then you won it again the next year, it wouldn't have seemed right, would it, if you ended your Arsenal career without a trophy?
Yeah, no, that's why we celebrated so much, because a lot of the team was still there from 2011 when we lost, and Wojciech was definitely there, and me and Wojciech were close, and we just we spoke about it when we used to live in digs together, like winning trophies for Arsenal and playing together, and we'd done it now, and like it was the last game of the season, we got 6 weeks off and we just celebrated and it was brilliant.
So how strange was it when you came back to play against Arsenal with West Ham?
Yeah, that was very strange. Yeah, it was strange. Like, the whole day was strange. Turning up in the bus, seeing everyone because it was pretty soon as well after I left. I think it was the third game into the season. Yeah, like getting off the bus, turning right instead of left was strange. Seeing everyone that I'd normally see on a match day. But as well, at the time, we'd lost the first few games and it was a big game for us, but it was tough, like, for me to get my head around it all. Like, we lost the game in the end and it was disappointing, but it was strange emotions.
Because the fans have always had, you've always been close with the fans, you had a great affiliation, probably some of the stuff you've done on the trophy parades helped that, actually. But that day you got a good reception as well. And do you still see yourself as an Arsenal man? Are your kids Arsenal fans?
Yeah, no, I do. And I think the reason why that we've always had a good relationship, me and the fans, is because, you know, I was basically one of them, Josh, growing up. You know, we used to get tickets to the games because I was in the academy every other week or every 3 weeks we'd get tickets. And I'd go to Highbury and I'd watch them. And I think, yeah, you know what, I want to play here. And just like any other kid in the stadium. And I really respected them because of that, going and seeing them, seeing the way they are. And, you know, I was brought up with loads of Arsenal fans around me, all my mates. I was brought up in an Arsenal area, not Arsenal, but in an Arsenal area in Hertfordshire. And as well, believe it or not, I have a lot of Tottenham fans in my family, my mum's side of the family are Tottenham fans. And so I'd always sort of got that stick from them and grew up with that banter and wanting to beat Tottenham, not liking Tottenham and always being up for them games. And I think the fans really felt that, and that's why we had a special relationship.
So just finally, will we ever see you back? I know you've been doing your coaching badges, haven't you? Can you imagine a time when you return to Arsenal in some capacity?
I'd like to think so, Josh, to be honest. As I said, I still see myself as an Arsenal person. I spent too long there not to. Like, there's no disrespect to anyone or where I am now, it's just I spent more than half my life there, so it's difficult not to have them feelings towards a club like that, and it's a special club. And no, I definitely at some point like to be back in some capacity. Yeah.
So you do want to go into coaching, do you?
Yeah, I think so. I actually started an academy with one of my long term friends from Arsenal, Paul Johnson, who. He spent years there as well, and when he came out, he asked me for a bit of help with his NTF Elite thing he started, and it j- just turned out nice because I was doing my coaching badges before that, and I really needed to. Like, coaching is strange. It's like, it's a bit like football. The more you practice, the better you get it. And I needed to get that experience, and I'm still doing it now. I'm still enjoying it. I think I enjoy more the development of kids, saying that I've not had the experience or chance to obviously coach at senior level or men's football. So, but at the moment, I'm really enjoying, like, seeing how the kids develop in the time that we've had them. And so, yeah, I think coaching will be something that I'll be going into.
And is Archie's your oldest, isn't he? Is he showing any signs of the Wilshire gene?
Yeah, he is. You know, he was a bit of a late starter. It wasn't really until the 2018 World Cup, when he was six then, when he really started getting into it, like getting obsessed with it. And now that's all he does, is kicks the ball around the house. He's in the garden. He's a bit different. He's right-footed. He's a bit of a different build to me as well. Like, he's, I think he's actually going to be normal man type, not a really short man like me. So he's more athletic, so I can see him more as a midfielder, but a different type of midfielder.
Okay, and he's obviously had a lot of one-on-one coaching with you over the last few weeks. So,
yeah, he has.
Hopefully he's taking it all in.
Yeah, no, he's getting better.
Well, we're going to leave it there, Jack, because I've taken up enough of your time already. So thanks a lot.
It's all right, Josh. Thanks, mate.
Always good to hear from you, Jack. It's good to go down memory lane and remember all those days.
The good old days.
We hope you enjoyed that interview today. And if you did, you can tell us about it on iTunes by leaving your reviews and ratings. We'll be back soon with some more great guests. But until then, thanks for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.